Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Fumi.
And it's Mike.
And we wanted to make a quick announcement before we start the podcast. Our next Hack City Comedy Show is happening on February 19th, 8 o'clock at Canal Street Market.
Visit AsianNotAsianPod.com for tickets.
See you there.
Put your hands together. They're amazing. Give it up for Fumi and Mike.
Yeah! What's good?
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you so much for coming. One more time for coming out tonight.
Yeah.
And for Dylan.
Woo.
Hell yeah. My name is Fumi Abe.
Mike Nguyen.
And welcome to a sold-out Asian, not Asian live. Give it up, man.
Woo.
Hell yeah.
First of all, thanks to Ed and everyone here who's been putting this on. This has been fucking crazy.
Has been crazy. Give it up for them, the producers. We're gonna be giving up a lot right now. Thanks to all the white people who came out, even though the coronavirus is crazy right now. probably the most dangerous place to be this weekend. But
and don't worry
out.
If you're gonna get it or not. You already got it. So. Congratulations. Where are all the anals at?
Oh yeah, anals!
Oh,
anals! 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 Please don't explain to your friends
what
anals is.
Don't explain it to your friends, no. Anals is Asian, not Asian listeners.
That's right.
That is who we are. I mean, it's also the act, which is tight too, so.
Yes, yes. That's gross.
Who has come to one of our other Asian, not Asian live recordings before?
Oh
yeah, you okay. Come to everything. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're at like every show. All right, you're gonna get fired from your job probably. You're from Philly, right? Oh, it is a weekend. Oh my gosh, I have no job, so I don't know what day it is. that's great. Who actually? We got a lot of DMs from people from like all over the country. Like, who thinks they traveled the farthest to get here? Where are you from?
Vancouver, Canada.
Whoa! Is that far? Is that far? Okay. Is that like farther than like...
I mean, Canada is like right north of us. It's like super easy.
I know,
right?
But is that farther than like LA or something?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Anyone beat that?
Who can beat Vancouver?
Oh, really?
Harlem.
Did you say Harlem?
Oh, Harlem.
Well, we got a comedian in the audience.
Oh my gosh. Guys, it's her podcast now. Thank you for coming. We're done.
You defeated us in battle, so... Now it's your podcast.
I don't think she's an Ano. An Ano would not do that. an Ano would not try to outshine us on our special day.
Oh, man. It's super awesome to be here. Also, Happy New Year.
Happy Lunar New Year.
Yeah. You know, for the Viets, Chúc Mừng Năm Mới, where any Viets in here? Okay, yes. A couple in the back. Why? I don't know. Thank you for the support. Got here super duper fucking late. Thank you, Mom. I don't know. It is the year of the metal rat.
Yes. What is metal?
I guess, and I just found this out on Wikipedia that every zodiac year there's the animal, but then also the element, right? Kind of like Captain Planet, right? So there's like
a younger reference would be Digimon, but go on.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. So yes, it's the metal rat, which is super New York, right?
Yeah.
It's super New York to have a rat with elevated levels of lead. So
yeah, that's
give it up. You know, it's going to be a good year, right? explain who we are, man.
Oh, okay. So actually, are there like people in the audience tonight who like don't know who we are? Can we guess?
You don't know who we are?
That's so funny. Why'd you come?
You Googled this?
What did you Google to get here?
Did you Google anal?
You just put anal?
Did you put anal and then...
This is not... You thought we're gonna, you, did you think this was sponsored by Pornhub?
This is
it's
guess,
not that kind of show, man.
Yeah, this is just as good. I don't know. Put the lotion away.
I can't even imagine, like, if you're horny and like, typing anal and then you just saw like two little Asian boys. That'd be so just comedy. Like,
no, I don't know though, because I think if you were real horny and then you saw a Japanese guy dressed like you, you're like, I'm in the right place.
Ew. All right, so if you don't know who we are, we host a podcast called Asian Not Asian, and the podcast is where two Asian guys not from Asia talk about American issues no American cares about.
That's right. So usually what we do for our live shows, we have guests and we like discuss like a current event and that sort of thing. But this is a little different because it is an election year, if you guys don't know. And so what we did is we gathered some of the funniest people and some of the smartest people we knew to help us try to make sense of all this, right? How's that sound? Not so good. So we got some amazing people. We got Karen Chi.
Yeah, from Seth Meyers. Give it up for Karen Chi.
We got Brian Yang from BuzzFeed.
Give it up for Brian Yang.
And we got Kimmy Yam from NBC News.
All right. Are you guys ready to start the show? All right, let's start it like we always do with Story of the Week. Okay, is this where I'm sitting?
I guess so.
All right. That music wasn't loud enough, I feel like. It was very melodramatic. Anyways, before we start the show, we want to introduce you to the third member of this podcast.
Yes, a very important third member of the podcast who we can't do anything without this member.
That's right.
Because typically we can't afford any help. And so what we did instead is we need someone to help time us.
Yes.
So give it up right now for Zo Jirushi,
everybody, guys. He probably thought that was a real person.
Explain to everybody what Zo Jirushi. Where is he? Where's Zo Jirushi?
Where is that guy?
Explain to everybody what's up with Zo Jirushi.
This is like this is the Mercedes Benz of rice cookers. Who's got a Zo? No, stop with the music. Who has a? Okay, make some noise if you have a Zo Jirushi at home. Okay.
Doing well.
If you got a tiger at home. Okay.
Tiger's cool.
I know. What are the other good brands? Give it up for Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Who's got a brand that they're embarrassed to say out loud tonight?
Yeah. Does anyone have like a GE or something?
Damn.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. GE rice. I don't want that shit.
Explain what Zo Jirushi does for us.
Well, it's going to basically we need somebody to time us because this show's about to be 60 minutes or whatever. So this is, you know, as Asian people know, this takes about 60 minutes to make. So we're just gonna start the rice machine. And there is actual. Oh, you gonna put the water in right now?
Yeah, I didn't put enough water. Oh shit!
You gonna put ice in there, bro? What the hell? That's some weird ass Brooklyn shit, dude. I don't want ice. Get that ice out of there.
It's okay. The finger thing still works.
Don't put your finger in there. Okay.
Okay, so let's start.
Let's do it together.
Do it.
One, two, three. Oh, you pressed it without me. Where's the speaker? Guys, Zo Jirushi one more time, everybody. Guys, wow.
I think, do you have any good memories of politics? Like, politics is so bad. So, like, do you have any good memories of politics?
I guess. I don't know. So I wasn't like a citizen until like 2014 or whatever. So I didn't really vote until the last election. So,
right.
So that was fun. My vote didn't really do anything. So that shouts to that, the justice program or whatever it's called.
Hold on real quick before you do that. Did you have to take that test, the U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Really?
They asked me about like Native Americans and shit. It was wild, bro.
Whoa.
Has anybody taken that, the test? What happened?
What's the weirdest question they ask you on there? Because it's a lot of stuff like what side of the road do you drive on? Is this like
No. It's like I was about to be like, who's the coolest president? That's not what they say. It's like how many people are in the House of Representatives?
Oh fuck.
I think it's like in the 200s or something. You just have to be cute.
Can you put it like that? Could you in the 200s or something?
But the thing is, like, I don't have an accent, so he was down with me. You know what I mean?
It's in person?
It's in person, bro. It's like a job interview. You have to dress up and shit.
What?
I wore this, dude.
Whoa.
This is why I wore this tonight.
Well, guess what? This is actually your real citizenship test.
Revoked.
You failed.
Yes, I do have a good political memory, I guess. This happened like a month ago. I was maybe like 2-3 weeks ago, actually. I was walking down the street, and I ran into... this girl that I hadn't seen in a long time is this girl that I had a crush on in college big crush.
Yep.
And let's just call her Natalie because that was her real name. Yep. And anyway, so she was there. And then, you know, we hadn't seen each other in a while. So we were doing the whole like, oh my God, so good to see you. Like, what have you been up to? Yeah. You know, and I'm like, oh, you know, just selling out shows. What's good? You
what?
Know? And then she was like, and then, you know, a little bit about Natalie. She's a white woman,
okay.
But she's one of the good ones, guys. Don't judge her, okay? She's one of the good ones. She's nice. She's politically active. Her first kiss was with an Asian boy, she said. So she's an ally, uh-huh. So that's good. So we're like talking, and what she was doing is she was canvassing for Bernie Sanders. So apparently, like, I don't know this, but like, even if you're like very popular and doing the debates and stuff, you still have, you need like an X number of signatures to be on the ballot for the New York primaries, right?
Okay.
So she was collecting signatures, and she asked for mine, but I'm registered as an independent.
Oh.
So I could not do it. And then she got kind of serious and she was like, oh, you know, I think it's, you know, now more than ever, it's like really important to be politically active.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there anything I can do to like change your mind? Like, I'll send you a link. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, can I get your number? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was like, hell yeah, dude. And then so she like, I got her number and she texted me a link. And then I went home and I registered as a Democrat. You do it on the DMV website, weirdly enough. You go to the it's really strange.
That
and
was
then,
your move?
Yeah, girl, I changed parties for you, girl.
Yo, as soon as she sees that I registered, that those panties are dropping.
This ought to do it.
That's amazing. Okay.
So I changed parties for her, and then as I was doing it, I'm like, man, she was really convincing, you know?
Wow.
I was like, maybe Natalie should run for president, you know?
Okay,
so
yeah.
If Natalie, if you're listening to this, hey, thanks for the political guidance, and also, I like that top you were wearing. So that's my little cute story.
That's a cute story. I like that.
Yeah, what about you? Have any crazy, because you're a little older than me.
I am. So the last good one I had was in 2008. I had already graduated, but I like lived near campus still. And mm-hmm. I was like doing my thing. And
what college for the Asians? What college?
Oh, yeah, went to Berkeley.
What's good?
Yeah. And that is important for
this. They're not impressed.
I know, they're not impressed. Because it's a good bargain. So it's like,
Okay.
You got to pay more for it. Anyway, so I went to go vote, and you know, we voted for Obama. And I don't know if you guys remember, but like, yeah, he had the polls said that he had a good shot, but we didn't think it was going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. We thought we were like, no, it's not going to happen. This was a nice dream.
Yeah.
And then we were watching TV, and I was watching it at my friend's place, and then like Wolf Blitzer comes on and is like,
love that guy.
Yeah, right. He's like, oh,
that's your impression of Wolf.
Everybody, you know, it was like, Obama won. Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And then like after a little while, McCain, he like conceded, and then Obama came on, and I don't know if you guys remember when Obama came on, we were like, hide, you know, like we're like run, you know, like we I thought he was going to be assassinated immediately.
Oh shit!
You know, I was like, no, don't do it, and so
don't do it.
You know, this is the worst day of your life, dude. You know, like, but you know, it was fine, and we were all so excited that everyone in Berkeley at the same time ran out into the street, just ran out, and we didn't know what the fuck, but it, you know, and this is in Boston, okay, so we're not gonna riot, we just started marching around the city,
okay,
and we didn't know where to go, so we went to the chancellor's house. The chancellor of Berkeley is like, you know, the head of the school.
Okay.
He lives on campus in this big mansion,
but he didn't know this was like
has nothing to do with Obama. We are outside. There's easily like 1,000
people. Is he like
people.
At least black? Like what?
Fuck no. He was an old white dude. And we're like, oh, you know. And like, I think he probably thought we were there to murder him. You know, it's like the
thousand.
Revolution has begun, you know. But we roll up to his place.
Okay.
And he comes out onto the balcony like a prince. And he's just like, and he's got his robe on. And
what?
I mean, he was asleep. It was like 10:30.
This is like Romeo and Juliet shit. What the fuck?
Yeah. So we're just like, oh, and then like, you know, somebody kind of took charge and was like, oh, you know, what do you have to say at this historic moment? Again, he has nothing to do with it at all. And he's like, oh, you know, this is amazing. This is an amazing moment. You should remember this for your lives. And it was very nice. And then after that, we just went home. It was like,
what?
I think a bunch of people had sex. So,
for sure.
Right? Like that Obama winning sex must have been amazing.
I know.
I didn't. I went home and
you became a comedian.
Yeah, I became a comedian.
That's fine.
So,
well,
yeah, that was our fun story of the story of the week.
That's right. That's right.
And you know, those are sort of stories from our past, but we wanted to know what people now think about the election. We wanted to get into the heads of real people. So we went out, right?
Yes,
into the streets of New York. And by out into the streets of New York, I mean, we walked around Canal Street Market very quickly.
Yes.
And we wanted to hear what people from New York and New Jersey had to think.
Yes.
And this is what we found.
Okay, let's play the video. Hello, it's Fumi Abe. This is Mike Nguyen, and today we are here at Canal Street Market.
The 2020 elections are coming up, mm-hmm, and I think mm-hmm. a lot of people have a lot of opinions. So we wanted to go, and we wanted to talk to these people. Let's do it.
Here we go, guys.
All right, we're going to talk to some folks right now. How are you guys feeling about the 2020 election?
I'm more of a Bernie bro.
Bernie.
What makes you a Bernie bro? Do you like beer and socialism?
I'm a little concerned. Our politicians aren't looking too great right now, our choices, but still excited to vote.
Donald Trump re-election.
Who's the candidate?
We've heard that Trump's election has had an impact on people's performance in the bedroom. Wow. Can you confirm this?
Cannot confirm this.
But cannot deny either.
Yes.
Not either,
right. So who knows if he's hard. Finish this sentence for me. Donald Trump makes my penis go. Donald Trump makes my penis go.
Into my belly button in the worst way possible.
Ooh. Wow, that's a lot of distance. He's got a big penis.
He's okay. Donald Trump is giving him a hernia. Ow.
When you tell your friends that you are like a Trump supporter, what do they think?
I don't know, man. They all want to kill me, but hey, I mean, I'm where the money's at. So if we're improving, you know, sometimes you got to destroy the
world.
Rebuild. You got to destroy the rebuild. You got to destroy the rebuild. It's on the way up.
Have you heard about Andrew Yang?
Andrew Yang? No.
You haven't heard about Andrew Yang?
No. Entertainment.
This is Andrew Yang right here.
I'm running for president. What if I told you I was Andrew Yang?
You were? Oh!
Please, call me Andy.
Go pointing to the camera and be like, vote for my man, Andrew Yang.
Vote for my man, Andrew Yang.
Yeah. This is Andrew Yang right here.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Andrew Yang. Please call me Andy.
And
you are not racist.
If you had a universal basic income, what would you spend $1,000 on?
I would save it.
The Asian thing, save it, invest it.
And so I guess it'd just be going towards taking my care of my parents who also live with me right now.
Oh my God.
Dang, everybody
wow.
is so giving. I hate
this. Oh my
this.
Gosh.
Oh man, I buy too many sneakers. It would definitely go
sneakers.
Into
my- Yes, finally.
Oh
We've
my
been
gosh.
Talking to people who are, I'm gonna save money. I'm gonna help my family.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yes.
Or if you could be president of the United States for a day, what would you do?
Give Taiwan a lot of money to protect us from the potential war against China.
Whoa.
What Asian person would you like to see run for president?
Wow. Suggestions? Any suggestions? Can make this multiple choice question?
Okay, Tila Tequila.
Okay.
You come up with another one.
Asa Akira. Okay.
And that's it.
Asa, because she's been on your show recently.
Oh. Wow, is that the only reason? I think not.
Hey.
Straight guy energy, what's good?
She's great on camera.
All right,
wow.
Yes.
Really
wow.
interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, that was cool, man. We talked to a lot of people
yeah.
in that street.
Our favorite person that we talked to was the Dominican lady who thought
oh
I was
my
Andrew
God,
Yang.
Yes.
And she after she found out I was Andrew Yang, she kept trying to invite us to the Dominican Republic.
Right.
Like us both. And then her, like to entice us, she was like, well, you know what you can do in Dominican Republic? And we're like, what? She's like, you can eat cooked seafood and uncooked seafood.
That's right.
And we're like, what do you mean, like sushi? And she's like, no, I'm talking about women. So I think she wanted us to eat her out. Thing and
she
so,
offered us pussy, so
so that's what you get if you're Andrew Yang.
Our next live show is going to be in Dominican Republic.
Yes, Chino No Chino. Check it out on iTunes.
Chino No Chino.
That's what they call Asians over there.
That's
they say Chino.
True.
I'm not being racist.
I love it.
Talk to the Spanish people about that.
I love I being like Chino.
It's a great time being Chino.
I'm a Chinito.
So as you saw from the video, you know, I think a lot of people have mixed feelings about the 2022 election. They don't really know what's going on. They don't
Word.
Know who to vote for. So to help you guys, to help us like kind of decide like who to vote for, who to support, we wanted to kind of explore these alternative candidates, right? Because I think one of the reasons why people are having such a hard time deciding is because there's too many candidates, right? Michael Bloomberg just hopped in. And there's also there's a whole set of fringe candidates. Candidates that you guys don't even know about,
yep.
right? Because there's so many. And so today, Mike wanted to present to you a candidate that he really likes a lot. He's
yes.
a big fan of his platform.
Yes.
And so I don't know if you want to stand up for this, but I'll let you take it
yes.
away.
Okay, I think this the candidate. I think a lot of you guys know who he is. He's real big on Twitter. He's been making all the rounds. And you know, he can be a little divisive, but he's my favorite. And it is Meteor 2020.
Guys, give it up for Meteor 2020.
I am a huge fan of Meteor. This is not a joke, okay? Meteor 2020 is amazing. This dude's platform is absolutely incredible, okay? You want to know what his platform is? First of all, let's hit it hard. Immigration, right? On immigration, he is pro-immigration because not only is he himself an immigrant, as someone from not from this country, he's not even from this solar system.
Okay, a true alien.
True alien. So he's all about that. But you ask, oh, well, what about the Asian vote? Asian vote? Are you kidding me? My mom loves this guy because my mom loves gold, okay? And this asteroid probably has gold and other rare elements on it that we will bring to the planet, okay? Look at that. Look at that. My mom. It's amazing, okay? And isn't she cute? That's also my niece, huh? Give it up for them. Yeah? Here's a little thing, though, okay? Actually, my mom's a Trump supporter, so...
Yeah, sorry.
What now? What? My mom's Vietnamese, okay? We can't help it, all right? We just... We love red, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a big fan of Meteor, right? But I think there's a lot of other amazing fringe candidates out there, and we invited some hilarious people to discuss them, right? And they're going to talk about who they like. So give it up right now for Brian Yang and Karen Chi!
Hi, hi, hi. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, is there a mic on? Are we good?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
This
all right.
Is great. Someone's asleep.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
This podcast sucks ass.
What the hell? How is she sleeping? And she's not even like from a different country. She's from this time zone. She went back to sleep. Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, we're just going to have to live with that truth. So, yes, we have asked you guys to bring in your favorite alternative candidate.
That's right.
And let's just take it away. Brian, we're going to have you go first. You can stand up and do it if you like.
I can stand up and do it? Okay,
yeah,
I will.
Guys, Brian Yang, leave it up for him. All right, Brian. Yeah.
Thank you. Brian Yang's presidential endorsement. Here we go. I am endorsing the only Asian man that I think is qualified to be president. The dad from Parasite. Look at this man. I love this man. The dad from Parasite 2020, likable, electable, game changer. Look at that face. The face of a president, if I ever saw one. I don't remember what my slides were, so we'll wing it. Champion of labor, hardworking. What do we need in this country? We need a president that understands the common man. And look at this guy. He fucking folded 1,000 boxes of pizza as his job? No one will understand the middle class and the lower middle class more than the dad from Parasite. The economy. Everyone has their plans. Bernie, Liz, Andrew Yang. He wants to give us all $1,000. What's wrong with these plans? They cost money. Mystical Rock, free. You can go anywhere and put your faith in a Mystical Rock. 100% free. Look at all these successful rocks. The Rock, Rocky, the gem from Uncut Gems. Just a few examples of rocks that are very successful. Look at him, carrying a heroin addict through a train in a different movie. Every fucking movie, the dad from Parasite is like, I hate rich people. That's the thesis of his whole career. Income inequality. How do we tackle income inequality? Murder your rich-ass boss at his son's birthday party. There's nothing better than just murdering a rich person. You immediately close the income gap. Immediately. I mean, you're still poor, but then they're dead. So it's like... technically... All right. Spoiler alert, by the way. If you haven't seen Parasite, that's the end of Parasite. He kills his boss. Okay, sorry. I mean, we're all Asian. Hopefully everyone saw it, because if you haven't seen it by now. Okay. Immigration! Open borders! Look at that. He's Native American, I think. he moved into someone's house without permission and just took their shit. That's the type of immigration policy I want. If I can't protect my house, I shouldn't be able to have it. Take it, whatever country you're from, you know? Nuclear proliferation. The dad from Parasite is Korean. Every Korean has to serve in the military, so he knows about that, okay? He's good at hiding underground for long periods of time. He's mostly underground for the whole movie. That's where you have to be if there's a nuclear attack. He's ready. He didn't even know he was ready, and he was ready. The Asian vote. How? Look at this. Everyone loves the dad from Parasite. Look at all these tweets. I love Song Kang-ho. I didn't even know that was his name. I thought his name was the dad from Parasite. Look at all these. People are on fire. Brad Pitt wants the dad from Parasite. The dad from Parasite didn't even know who the fuck this guy was. He's like, this woman with beautiful hair likes me. All right. Every Asian loves Parasite because we have to. And that's why, luckily it was a good movie. The Dad from Parasite, 2020.
Most
likely.
That's amazing.
A cooler. Yeah.
Brian.
Wait, Brian.
Brian, stay right there, Brian.
Stay
right
there. Stay up there for a second. Stay up there. We have some follow-up questions
all right,
for your candidate.
Let's do it.
So you make a good case. But how do you feel about the fact that your candidate is a criminal? He's got a murder record.
That's true, but yes. Our current president, also a criminal.
Wow.
And, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. This is real. He's doing real stuff.
There was a recording today that came out that he basically wanted to murder the ambassador to Ukraine.
This guy has actually murdered.
He keeps his promises.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes.
Trustworthy. I like that.
Murder versus murder. I go with murder.
My other follow-up question. What about the fact that he may or may not still be in the basement? How can we have a president who, you know, if you gotta have dignitaries come, he might not be there, or he is there. I don't know. The movie was vague.
The movie was vague, but the only thing other dignitaries need to learn is Morse code, obviously, because he was.
He's gonna do all 4 years.
You go up to the hill where his son was at the end of the movie, and he just communicates through Morse code, and that's how.
Oh, there's some people who have not seen this movie and are like, this podcast sucks dick.
The sleepy lady.
Yeah, you haven't seen it. That's right. Give it up for Brian.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Let's move on to our second candidate.
Our second
guys,
candidate.
Give it up for the wonderful Karen.
Karen G.
Hello. How are you guys doing? That's my favorite shirt that I wear all the time when I'm not doing shows. I heart politics. As you can tell, that's a really gorgeous picture of me. You might be like, Karen, that's not you. That doesn't have boobs. Well, neither do I. All right. Okay, so the 2020 candidate for you, for me, for us, for everybody. I think it's pretty obvious with the choices. There's really just one way to go about this. A lot of issues are at stake. So what we pick this year is actually going to have a lot of huge repercussions. I know it sounds like I was joking in the beginning. This is a very serious thing. There's a lot of people who, you know, we need health care for people. We need, like, better immigration laws. We talked about this briefly. There's, a lot of other topics, like climate justice. Are some people too tall? You know, just, like, really intense subjects. That people, want. So, you know, just like a whole host of things that we're really dealing with right now. I would say 2016 really fucked over a lot of people, so in 2020, we're getting smaller, bitch! All right! Okay, would you mind going to the next slide, please? I think I'm just gonna ask. Okay, there's only one candidate for the job. Next slide. Hell yeah! You all know what I'm talking about! We all know what this is! We know what's going on! You know who's gonna win! Look at it! We love it! Next slide! It's the remote control for the 2006 movie starring Adam Sandler, Click! Yeah. All right, thank you! Yes, you guys, let's give it up once more for the movie Click. Yeah. Yay! Now I just want you to clap exclusively if you have seen this movie. A lot of people. OK. Okay, thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you. I know you guys are back here. I just wanted to let you know my candidate caters to everybody, even the people on the side with the cheap seats. What's your name?
Victor.
Victor. Awesome. Okay. It sounds like I'm going to remember that for something later, but I won't. I forgot. Thank you, Kevin. Okay. So we're moving on. Why would I pick the remote control? What a great question. Obviously, a lot of really good reasons. Its political stances, for one, are very, very good. Here is how I think the remote control will deal with issues that our country is facing. One, immigration. What's going on? The remote control will go back in time and not let white people in this country? Oh, wait, hold on. Has anyone here not seen the movie Click? So we've all seen it. Okay, for context, the remote control from this movie starring Adam Sandler, surprisingly hot, right? Okay. Basically, he is a man in the movie who finds this remote control in the Beyond section of Bed Bath & Beyond. And you can press pause, and you can press fast forward, and you can do rewind, and it changes his life. It pauses his life, goes forward, backwards, we get it. It's a really normal plot. So this is a reason it can do, you know, it'll be great. Would you mind going to the next slide, please? Solved. Amazing. Next slide. Healthcare, next slide. Okay, yeah, you go back in time for each individual person to avoid a germ that gives them the cold. Nobody ever gets sick again. Okay, and we're going to keep going to the next slide. Solved. The next one. It's really quick, really simple. Environment. Honestly, we solved this by stopping the white people. It's really no problem. We're doing okay. I mean, have you guys been to an Asian person's house? Every time I go home, my grandma and my mom are like, you can't waste any food. You better eat all of it. Everything gets saved. Everything gets reused. We have Tupperware that was from like a bento box sushi from 2004. Like nothing goes to waste. It's pretty awesome. Okay, so political stances part two, electric boogaloo. How do you deal with people who are too tall? That's a really great question. You hire hitmen to deal with them. And that sounds like it's something the remote control would do. That's just me personally, I would do that for you. Just letting you know. Next slide. Racism, that's a big issue, right? Oh, bless you. And bless all of us in this country. Okay, next slide, please. It's a remote, don't expect it to solve everything. I talked to the remote, it does absolutely nothing for racism, it's fine. Okay, great, moving on. People playing with the remote. We've done this, we've all done this. It's the first Google image result if you search white people having fun. Okay. That's what they do. That's what they do. They go, honey, have you seen the remote? She's like, I got it. And you think it's like a metaphor for some sexual situation. It's not. They're just trying to watch Jeopardy. Also surprisingly hot, Alex Trebek, right? Yeah. Oh my God. Give it up for Alex Trebek. Love. Frequently asked questions. Okay, so these are just frequently asked questions that I've compiled over my time traveling the country talking about this remote. And, you know, I do a lot of these events for Asian, Not Asian, and afterwards, people will be like, I have the exact same question for you about this remote. So I just put them into one doc. Have you seen this movie? It's a question I get asked a lot. The answer is no. I've never seen this movie. I'm so sorry. Why? It has 33% on Rotten Tomatoes. One of the reviews is surprisingly sad. And I thought, same. Okay, moving forward. Wait, what? Yeah, too bad. But if we had the remote control, then we could go back in time and delete the movie and give Adam Sandler some well-deserved time off. Right? So the remote would work for all of us. So this movie sucks. Yeah, this movie sucks. And I believe that's it. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. One more time for Karen. Karen, we need you to stay up there for a second. We have some follow-up questions.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this remote control of yours.
Yes.
How do you expect it to get the Asian vote, though?
You know, this is great, because you guys sent me the questions before so I could prepare some answers. And I did. Well, so here's what I think. I think Asian people love buttons.
Just
don't
in
ask
general.
Me to prove it. We all agree. Who here loves a button?
Yeah!
Yeah, I mean, she's using one right now.
I am, oh, and I'm Asian, spoiler alert. So I think so, and this has a lot of different parts to it. It's pretty cool. I mean, Samsung also makes remote control. remote controls. LG, whenever I walk into a new room with my parents, they always have to point out everything that's Korean. Do you guys, does it happen? They're like, microwave, Samsung, that, LG. Anyway, I thought we could connect on this.
You know what? I'm going to have to say, as someone who's a big fan of inanimate objects running for president, I'm going to have to switch my vote from Meteor to the remote control!
Wow!
Give it up, everyone, again!
Thank you so much! Give it up for Victor!
Guys, wow. Well, we hope that was educational, all right? We hope you learned a lot about the alternative candidates, but now we're going to actually learn something, okay?
Yes.
To do that, we've invited a political expert to the show.
Yes, she this person is, used to write for Huffington Post.
That's right.
And now is a writer and reporter for NBC. Give it up right now for Kimmy. Yo!
Kimmy, thank you so much for joining us.
Those are
thank you.
Those are my pants, man.
That's what I was going for today, you know?
Very well, very well. I'm going for Chandler, so.
I thought we were all on brand, and then you guys come in like all professional and shit. I don't know.
Well, I told you, this is an interview for him to stay in the country.
Yes, so he's going to tell me if I get to stay at the end or not. So we'll see. I'm very excited.
Kimmy, you saw the alternate candidates. Who do you think, who do you like as an alternate candidate?
Okay, honestly, like remote control was hilarious.
Right?
Because I too fucking love buttons, guys.
What?
I love buttons. God, I can't override that with
I don't
any
want
other
that to
issue.
Be like a new stereotype about Asians.
Yeah, we love
like
buttons.
I don't want that to end up on Def Jam comedy. Like, you know Asians.
You know Asians with buttons. Oh, you're right.
Those button loving bitches.
Wait, have you not seen the movie? Have you
no.
really not?
Really?
Yes. Do you want to know how I picked this?
Yes.
I had two Wikipedia tabs going at once. Crazy, I know. And I did the random Wikipedia search article.
Oh, yes.
One went to Adam Sandler and one went to remote control, and I thought, yes.
I wanted to know if they ever say who made the remote control, if it was like a Samsung.
Oh, Bed Bath & Beyond made it.
Oh.
That's in the movie. Spoiler alert, I'm sorry. I don't know if you're going to watch
it. Have you seen the movie?
Suburbs. I'm from Ohio. We love that shit.
I was like,
that's the most exciting thing in Hilliard, Ohio,
when
bro.
When I saw this thing, I was like, there's no way anyone has ever seen this movie to understand these jokes, which is fine because I think it's going to be hilarious anyways. But of course, give it up to the whitest Asian dude in the world,
yeah.
Fumi, to have seen it.
Click,
what's good?
Click is white people's parasite. Hey. We're like, whoa.
Damn.
Technically have Damn. The same,
we did the same thing.
Candidate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
Kimmy, thank you so much for joining these morons on stage. You're real plugged in. We've had a couple of discussions with you about politics, and it's always been really interesting. And I guess the first like kind of general question is like, how have you seen? And this is a real question. Sorry, guys. How have you seen like the way that the candidates have approached the Asian American vote that's different from like 2016 or just any other time? Because I feel like we're in the. I mean, besides you know. Andrew Yang and stuff like that. I feel like we're kind of making a little bit more waves. There's an Asian comedy festival, that kind of shit.
Hey,
we're out here.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yeah. First of all, I want to say like just because I look like a hoe doesn't mean I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay.
Who knows?
So who knows? Like thoughts can be like smart too.
Thoughts can be thoughtful.
Thoughts can be smart too.
Super thoughtful. That's what I'm running on. But anyway, so this election cycle is a little bit different in that in the past elections, candidates usually wait until after the primaries to reach out to Asian American candidates. Huh. Right now, we are seeing that Asian American candidates, and this is what a lot of different experts from across different political action nonprofits have told me, it's just like, you know, people understand that the Asian American vote has a little bit more weight, and then they also understand the repercussions of not reaching out to the Asian American vote, because like we can actually be voicey as fuck. Like we have that ability to do so. And so you have these campaigns that are hiring
across the board to reach out to Asian Americans. It's very different from, I would say, you know, 2016, mm-hmm. where you have 60% of Asian Americans, or I think I would say the majority, I don't know, I think it's around 60. The majority of Asian Americans saying that they had not been reached out to by neither party, like Democrats nor Republicans. So it's a little bit of a different game.
How do they approach us? Like, what is this? Is there like, do they do something special to the envelope? Is it red or some shit? Like, how do they?
They, you know, yeah, they obviously bow to us first and come to us with chopsticks and all that. No, but like it is, you know, Asian Americans as a community, we have specific issues that are, you know, prioritized. So for example, like education, immigration, healthcare, mm-hmm. those are the three, like according to the latest exit polls, like those are the three biggest issues. And so I think when one really, really good example of someone who like reached out early is Cory Booker, mm-hmm. Who is no longer in the race, RIP. But he like...
His campaign, he's still alive.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He is... But he's still with us. Yeah. His campaign,
well be dead,
however, is not. But, you know, Cory Booker did like reach out. And it's also, you know, for Asian Americans, it is a little bit of a different struggle because I think it's like the majority of Asian Americans are foreign born. Okay, we have the highest percentage of LEP people, which is, you know, LEP? We're not like English proficient, limited English proficiency.
Just like Joe Biden, though. That's why.
Okay, as a journalist, I won't comment. But
yeah, but what about as a hoe though?
But
what about as a hoe?
And those are your words. Okay, you said as a hoe, so I'm gonna go ahead and use that word now.
Yeah, as a proud hoe.
Oh, you're so proud.
I am very proud of like my hoism. Okay.
hoism sounds like a weird offshoot of Taoism. You know.
Oh, it's even more sacred.
That's so funny.
It's even more sacred.
They're all like monks with the wearing thongs. I love it. It's so hot.
No, it's yeah. Wait, what were we even talking about?
I forgot. This is why comedy sucks, because we try to get somewhere.
I don't know. We're talking about hoeing. Like, how did we get here?
No, you were at the part about Asians are mostly foreign-born, Asian Americans.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, LP.
Okay, so in order to, like, really reach out to Asian Americans, you have to translate materials. You have to really make sure that other generations and the older generations are going to have access to these materials, too. So there's so many different types of barriers, and people don't necessarily, like, a lot of people don't feel, you know, maybe it's not cost efficient to do that. You have to translate all these materials. You know, maybe they feel that Asian Americans don't make up enough of the vote, even though we are the fastest growing demographic in America.
Fucking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
We are.
That's a great way to put it.
You can use that in your next article.
Yeah, that's my deck. We fucking, like, right after the headline. But yeah, it's just like there are different struggles. So when you do appeal to an Asian American audience, you do have to go through these steps and also make sure, you know, maybe immigration, like something like that, that's at the forefront of our minds, family-based immigration, like is addressed. Or education is addressed. These issues, I think for most Americans, I think healthcare is at the center of, you know, everyone's list. The other issues, not necessarily so. And so, you know, it's like catering to a certain audience, you do need to do a little bit extra work.
Mm. Are we seeing like Asian people kind of like, like a bunch of Asian celebrities just came out for Warren, right? And that was
a bunch of Asian. Did you read that from an exclusive from Kimberly Yang?
Yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
I was like, what's this whole
thing? You must have from NBC News.
This
guy's
got some thoughts up. Who came out?
I don't know. I did.
I was on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
With the clicker as VP, I feel. So did you... Are we seeing a lot of like that? We've seen Warren kind of.
Yeah, what is it? What's the vibe?
Okay, so this is the thing. Right now, it is not one single candidate has truly clinched the Asian American vote.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So just because like I think it was like around 140 like prominent Asian Americans came out, is not representative of like the entire group. You also have a super PAC, AAPI Victory Fund, who did endorse Biden. And then when you look at our donor population, so Andrew Yang actually came out with the most Asian American donors. But then also you have to look at whether donors are representative of the entire population. And a lot of people say Christine Chen of APIA votes. She says that that's not necessarily true because in that sense, you know, if you think about people who are able to donate, right? They're not everyone. They're going to be less diverse. It is generally, usually like a majority Chinese or Indian population. And so that's not representative of the entire Asian American, you know, constituency, the electorate. And then also you have to think about how, you know, 2 out of 5 Asian Americans who are registered to vote actually are not party affiliated. They're not Democrat nor Republican.
Like me.
You're an independent.
So they, you know, so it's still really, really difficult to say. And so that's why, you know, a lot of people, a lot of different political experts say, you know, right now there's still time to clinch the Asian American vote.
Listen, you gave a very journalistic answer.
Right.
But, you know, that's not fun for us. So listen to me right now. Give
asshole.
Us a name. If you don't want to give us, okay, give us a name. And if you can't give us a name, tell us why, you know, because there is Andrew Yang. He's Asian. But Andrew I feel like Yang. It's very, people are very like, hot or cold when it comes to him. Like, I have a lot of Asian friends who are really into him, and then I have people who like will reject those people. They're like, oh, you support him? Like, they kind of criticize you. What's going on with that? Can you explain a little bit about that?
Andrew Yang.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said that like he was your ex-boyfriend or something.
Yeah.
Summer of 2008.
Bruh, no. Let me tell you something. I have covered Andrew Yang for so fucking long that I feel like I talk about him, I think about him more than anyone I've ever dated in my
life. Oh,
you do, huh? Oh my God.
He's dreamy as fuck.
Okay, so this is the thing. Asian America is divided on Andrew Yang. So when you look at, there was a survey done on Asian Americans in California, and 22% found they found Andrew Yang favorable, while 41% said that they had not understood enough about him. They just hadn't heard enough about him. So he's still struggles with name recognition.
Oh my God, so many people thought he was Andrew Yang, dude.
That's true. That's true. I mean, he is struggling. That is the definition of struggling.
Yeah.
I want
someone to
up
go here. Up to Andrew Yang, are you Fumi Abe?
I love your podcast, bro.
Oh my God.
You're more on the radar than he is.
Although I'm not gonna lie, I feel like if you're an Asian running for president, Andrew Yang is a very common name. Like you would just get immediate name recognition because you're like, oh, I went to high school with him.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I definitely did.
It's just a different one. I got an email from Mike like a week ago, and then I immediately got another email from a college student named Michael Nguyen. And what? I was like, whoa, you guys should just run for president, pretend like you're one person.
Split the work.
We're everywhere, literally. That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, I feel that you've had some run-ins with, what do they call themselves? Mathletes? No.
Right. Oh, Yang Gang.
Well, okay.
but you caught
Mathletes, man. Okay, there's a lot of layers here, let me just say. Okay, so first off, I want to say, when it comes to our community, I think a lot of people have a lot of misunderstandings here where physical representation does not necessarily mean ideological or political representation.
Which community? The Ho community? What are you talking about? the Asian American community.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
no, that's 100%. Andrew Yang has my last name, right? And he follows me on Twitter.
Does he?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why. Has
he ever retweeted?
We both don't have necks. We have so many things in common,
what
and I don't like him.
Vote.
Yeah, and I don't like him. It's exactly like you're saying, Kenny.
Just because his body is there.
Exactly. It's like, you don't have to like him just because he's Asian.
And he has no neck, right?
Yeah. Well, I said yeah, like just out of reflex. But now, like, just as a journalist, I'm taking that back. Anyway, you know, so these things like aren't synonymous. So I think that as human beings, as Asian Americans, we can look at Andrew Yang and be like, damn, like, you are an Asian dude. You're still in the fucking running. You're one of the last POC standing.
Yeah.
You can say that this is culturally significant. Does he represent us on an ideological or political level? That's different.
So that, yes. I do want to have one question because I'm really am an idiot. Quick, who do I vote for? Who,
yes, go.
Who do I vote for?
Are you still on the fence?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Are you not?
No, I think I know who I'm going to
vote
for.
The dad? Okay.
The dad.
Yeah. I love the dad.
Here's the thing. You look like you would legit vote for that guy because you know you can like fill on the you know
right
the,
you can
you can yeah. make somebody
right.
up
right
you,
yeah here's the thing okay I when I was a kid
God, you're so
we're
old
going, we're going way back
shut up
this is a I different got, podcast I now
got, I got tormented by this guy his name was oh fuck what was his name Brian Chin.
Okay.
He scared the shit. Even now saying it, I am a little afraid.
Okay.
I feel that if I said it three times, he would appear and be like, what's up, you little bitch? And then like punch me and drive away in his
right.
Integra. Okay?
That's a great car. That's a great car, though.
Scared the shit out of me for years and years and years. And recently I looked him up on Facebook and I was like, I hope he's dead, but he's not. And he's like, he was there. And like, I looked at, like, I was like afraid to look at his profile pic in the eye. Okay. I would vote for that guy over Trump in a second. Okay, that's I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So someone win this Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
So that I can just move on with my life. That's
I mean, I think that's definitely the biggest takeaway, right?
Yes.
It's
I will
just
vote,
whoever
I would
gets
vote
it
for a duck with diarrhea. I would vote.
Yeah. Why? What would a duck have to eat to get diarrhea? What do ducks eat? I love ducks, dude.
Yeah, are you in the room? Are you here?
Just trying to contribute to this intelligent conversation. I don't know what's going on, dude.
Fumi,
are you even allowed to vote? Can you vote?
He is. He can vote.
Oh, oh yeah, I can vote.
You're
so,
naturalized?
Yeah, since yeah, I,
okay.
took the I took the test.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
God help us that you can vote. God. He's just going to write in butt stuff. Just like...
Wait, what did Brandon Chin do to you? You said you used the word tormented, which is confusing.
God. I mean, he just scared the shit. Let's not talk about it.
Really? Oh, it's like that? We'll talk about
not,
it later.
Let's not
bonus
talk
episode,
about
Patreon.
It. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, I hope someone learned something because I'm not sure if we did or I just brought up a bad memory. So that's fantastic.
All right.
Give it up, everyone, for Kimmy. Yeah.
Where's the clicker?
Okay,
we're going to play a quick little game before we wrap up the show. And it's everybody's favorite segment. It is.
Wait,
next
is it,
slide, please.
Is down or up?
It's Asian Yelpers! Now, what is Asian Yelper, Mike?
So Asian Yelpers is, so Asian people are the scariest people on Yelp, right?
Yes. Everybody knows this.
We're kind of like the Crips of Yelp. And so what we do is we go and find some of the most beloved things in the country, things like the Brooklyn Bridge or what have you, and we see what Asian people have had to say about it.
Yeah, they don't like the bridge.
They think it's not
good for running.
It's not good for running.
I'm on the bridge every day of the week. I love
you go
the
on
bridge.
It? Yes.
Yeah, I walk the bridge all the time, and then I also like take photos for people, so it takes me an hour to cross.
And you appear in a lot of Asian people Yelp review. So there's a tiny Korean woman. Like she's
four stars. She's okay at pictures.
So we went to go find this is the political theme.
Yes.
So tell them who our first victim is.
Victim. Next slide, please. It is the White House. We're gonna do a review of the White House.
We're gonna check out the White House here.
Let's check this out real quick. So it's four stars. Which I feel like is okay.
Hold on here. Also, only 622 reviews. So I feel that...
Well, this is the new White House.
This is the new White House.
Yeah.
So I think because, I don't know if you guys know, the White House was destroyed in the War of 1812.
Shout out.
And they built it again. So they had to start over number of reviews.
That one had more
it
reviews.
It used to have like 800 reviews.
Yeah. Now we're back down
and
to
then,
600.
Yeah, like the British were like, this place sucks.
That's why they bombed it, actually.
So. Yeah, they did.
Okay, next slide, please.
It's
unclaimed, which
it's
is
unclaimed,
strange.
which is I find a little weird, but it's got four stars.
Yeah.
So
let's see what's going on with the Asians. Okay, next slide, please.
Oh yeah,
let's just say next slide because this
next
was
slide.
Success.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is our Asian Yelper. All right.
Yes. What's her name?
Civile Troublemaker
T. From Orinda, California. Anybody from Orinda, California here tonight?
There we go. Good. I like.
She's a gangster, guys.
Yeah.
Why?
Troublemaker?
Dude.
Okay.
You like that?
She's like
no. Obviously not.
I feel
my
that.
God.
Well, we can point with.
But also, okay, this like this black like box you put over her eyes that's makes me think did. Of Parasite.
Yeah. It's the mom from Parasite.
It's actually the mom right now.
Yeah, they can maybe date, but then get together. And
it's the
out.
First lady.
All right, so let's look at the stats.
Let's look at the stats. She's only got 59 friends.
That's not a lot of friends.
And you'll see why after you see her review.
She's a troublemaker.
She's a troublemaker. She's got 1,494
that's
reviews.
Insane.
That's a shit ton.
That's a lot of reviews.
And 3,762 photos.
Wow.
So she's trying to make up for the fact that she has no friends. All right. And she's very inconsistent because sometimes she's killing it and then she takes a break and then she kills it again. and then she takes a break.
She's nowhere to be found. We don't know what happened to
this
her.
This is like serial killer behavior that she's doing.
Oh, that,
yeah.
she, that comes
yeah,
and goes.
She
yeah.
comes down.
She comes and goes with the
she's a drifter for sure. Yeah.
And then she's got this like really weird quote.
Go read it.
A beautiful face will age and a perfect body will change, but everybody still wants them. I feel
when I was reading this, I was like, oh, I think this is about to be like a beautiful Chinese adage or something.
Yeah.
Like the end is gonna be like, but the soul is beautiful for everyone.
You
but
know what?
No, it's not.
You know what this reminds
Civil
me
A's
of?
Is just horny as hell.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of, you guys are over on the subway and there's that philosophy school where it's like, you know, like, beauty fades and friends die and like markets go rise and fall, but philosophy lasts a lifetime. This girl was like, bitch, fuck no. Give me them titties.
Give me the titties. Okay, let's look at what she had to say about the White House. Next slide, please.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so she gave it 4 stars.
Wow.
Which I guess is good. Yeah. She has 2 check-ins.
I don't know you could do that.
I think she's trying to be, I feel that, maybe she thinks that you can become mayor of the White House.
She like doesn't understand the system.
And therefore become president of the United States.
Yeah,
that's not how it works, lady. We'll go ahead and read it.
Okay, review number 242. We couldn't figure out if that was just her like personal record or like if this is her, because she left like 3,000 reviews, right?
Yeah, she has like a ton of reviews. I feel this is more like, you know when you're in jail and it's like day 700. So it's 242 reviews.
Maybe it's a ranking.
Maybe.
We're not sure. We'd have to ask you about that. Okay, here we go. You know it's sad when a person can't distinguish a person from a building. I don't care if you love or hate the current president. Well, we know who she voted for now. But how does your love-hate for the president make you love-hate the White House as well? Are you so narrow-minded that you can't tell that the White House is just a building? It didn't personally do anything to offend you. But then again, when you're liberal, you get easily triggered by statues, buildings, flags, even hats. What a sad life to live.
Oh, here's a twist. This is actually my mom.
Then she goes on to her little timeline here. She goes, I came to visit outside of the White House back in June of 2011, and there was very little security at the gate, so I was actually able to stick my arms through the gate and snap a photo. Like, that just meant a lot to her for some reason.
That's crazy.
A thing that kids do when they're in seventh grade. albeit I had a pretty crappy phone back then, so the picture didn't come out too nicely. Okay, yeah, not doing well financially, obviously. I returned again in April 2014 and May 2015, and still no problem taking pictures in front of the gate. Fast forward to September 2019.
Okay, this person has come to the White House so many times. I know. And at a certain point, you're not a tourist, you're casing the White House. You know? Okay, go on.
Fast forward to September 2019, and everything is fenced off because all the idiot protesters who want to destroy everything that this country stands for.
Stupid protesters exercising their rights.
The White House is just as beautiful today as it was when I first saw it on TV when I first arrived in America as a legal immigrant. Little justice flex. I can't wait until I can come back and actually tour the inside for the first time.
Oh my God.
That is confusing because you can go inside.
Yeah.
What is she waiting for? It's because
she thinks the fence means she can't go in. She doesn't know.
I think that she's waiting for the McAllisters to leave. And then she can rob the White House. I think that's what she's thinking.
You can't, like, maybe she should stop calling herself the troublemaker.
This is so sad.
You know?
It just shows how Asians, like, we love communism so much. We're just, like, ready. You don't even have to change our minds. We're just, like, ready for a dictator to tell us what to do. She's like, I have no ideas on my own. I love this building. This building is beautiful.
Also, she's bragging about the thing, the legal thing, but, like, it's like when I first saw it on TV, she wasn't even there.
Yeah.
She didn't even go. So it's like, just fucking poor shit.
Have you guys been to the White House? Have you been to the White House?
I have been to the White House. Yeah. I've been inside the White House.
Oh, shit.
Wow,
yeah.
You made it through.
You should tell this lady that she can do that.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to cyberbully her.
What a classic character.
Bitch, I heard you're a troublemaker.
You want some trouble? Mean. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I immediately back away.
did what's it like inside?
It was really. I went when Obama was still president. They had this event called.
Did you see
him? I saw him from very far away.
No shit. Yes,
no, you didn't.
I 100% did. It was an event called South by South Lawn, and it was the first time they had put it on. And they put it on for like it was supposed to be like young Americans who are like trying to change stuff. I used to be very interested in politics. And so they like brought a lot of people there, and it was like me and a couple other college students and a lot of people in their 20s who were like doing new businesses and new ways to reach out to voters, like stuff like that. So they had a big thing in the back, and then randomly that band where Mumford & Sons played.
Oh shit.
What? That is the whitest
band for the most 2015 thing I've ever heard. South by Southwest, Obama and Mumford.
Mumford and Sons.
I know exactly what day this was on.
Leo DiCaprio was there.
March 13th, 2015.
Holy fuck. Pi Day. It was Leo DiCaprio was there to talk about some global warming thing.
He was also like, there's going to be 20-year-olds there.
Yeah.
I will attend.
That's why he was there.
Oh, shit.
Wow, we have
I like
a lot
that's
of
what
Leo.
They booed. They didn't boo the Trump. But yeah. They're like, hey, leave Leo alone. Yeah. Okay. We all want to fuck 20-year-olds. Wow. Okay. Well, that
was Agent Nelpers.
Which one is this? What are we doing now?
Lucky Money.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Because it just sounds like we're gonna have sex now.
Well, that's what she wanted. She googled anal.
Come on.
She googled anal.
Okay. Yeah. So we're almost near the end of the show, but yes. it's a Lunar New Year.
That's right.
Okay. Indeed. And so we wanted to give you guys some lucky money. Some Lisi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Are you gonna put on a wig? I don't want to be a prop comedian duo. Oh! Oh no! I don't even know what this is. We don't have this in Ohio. What is this?
Oh yeah, this is.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
No one's ever said that word this is, by the way.
This is.
Oh my God.
I wore this on my wedding, wedding rehearsal, yeah. You know, that thing. And so the people at the Mortarono Pizza was very confused. People kept asking me, are you guys serving some new dishes now? I'm like, no. But I wanted to give you guys some lucky money. So I'm going to give.
How does this work?
So what lucky money, Lisi is I'm the oldest dude here. Shut the fuck up. And I will give, I give you guys money. Yeah. And I will give you guys, I guess you can say it's kind of like a blessing type of thing. And there you go. And then you guys can give me some. I mean, say something back to me. How's that? Cool.
Okay. All right.
Like a compliment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your right. actual paychecks are in here. So.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. So don't throw these away. There's actual money in here.
This is we do little things different.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna start over here. And hold on here. Where's Kimmy?
You didn't even write names on here.
Yeah. So here you go, Kimmy. Happy New Year.
Oh my God.
And
I'm just not prepared
hope,
for this.
Yeah, hope you don't get any STDs.
I do.
Wow. But that's a good fortune.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, I'm that bad. Wait, I'm able to say something back?
Oh, yeah,
back?
You can say something back to me.
Okay, let me think. You know, Mike, I think that you're not heinously ugly in this outfit.
Hey. This costs like $5, okay?
Like you got on Nostrand Avenue. Yeah.
Okay, so for Karen, here you go, Karen.
Wow.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I hope this year you go through puberty.
Mike, I have to say something back
to you. Yes, you get to say something back to me.
I will never go through puberty.
And Brian, here you go. Happy New Year. And
thanks, Mike.
I hope you grow into your lesbian haircut.
Wow.
All right, everybody.
Wait, I get to say my
thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was going to end it.
It's okay. I will just say I hope Warby Parker continues to make giant glasses to satisfy all your needs.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Lucky money, lucky give money, it everybody. Okay.
So that was our show.
Thank you so much. Give it up yourself for sticking around. Thank you so much.
Give it up to Karen, to Brian,
Kimmy Yam.
We have, if you don't listen to the podcast, which I don't, this was extremely confusing for you then.
Yes. Please check us out on any podcast platform, Asian.Asian. Also find us on Instagram at Asian.AsianPod. And one more time for the Asian Comedy Festival. And then we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you. Bye.
This episode of Asian Not Asian is presented in partnership with Listening Party. Follow the crew on Instagram at Listening Party Presents and at Canal Street Market.